Hello. Greetings and welcome. I remember him quite well. I had recently entered the field of hypnosis and was selling my tapes at a national hypnosis convention in Florida. He came to my booth and purchased over 10 tapes. His manner and speech were most gracious and kind. His appearance was that of a clergyman. Later, I was speaking to another hypnotist, and his name came up. I was amazed to learn that his specialty was helping people die. I was told that on his home island he was known as the Angel of Death, and that he worked only by invitation with people who were terminally ill and wanted to die. I remember thinking to myself, what an incredible service to perform for another human being, helping them let go of their body and move on to their next soul experience. Perhaps you are like those people that the angel worked with. You would like to die, but are unable to release yourself from your body. If so, this tape is for you, for this tape will provide you with some of the keys that will help you move through the transition called death to your next soul experience. Because of the nature of the material on this tape, I am sure that you know that there is nothing to fear from death. Quite the contrary, you probably realize that life, not death, is filled with difficulty, trials, frustrations, problems, whereas death is a release to the higher planes of existence. I am also sure that you would not have been introduced to this tape unless you, or someone close to you, knows that there is something very important pressing upon you, more forceful in fact than the weight of transition. Your soul, no doubt, is guiding you and is making you aware that there is another existence more satisfying than this one, a vibratory rate where you will find harmony with those around you because you will be of like vibratory evolution. And when you leave this body, you will not leave it alone. For as your life was planned by you before you entered into your present body, so too has the moment of your death been planned by you, for you. There is no mystery now to death. It is a process that has been going on in your body since your body reached maturity somewhere around your 21st year. At that time, your soul, you, began to change and began to remove from the body the energies that were in the body, translating them to higher vibrations. This happened gradually up until this moment. Now you should know, and you probably are aware on many levels, that at the moment of death, which is of your choosing, you simply sever a silver cord and release yourself from your body. And at that moment you drop the body, much like you dropped the placenta envelope at the moment of your birth. Now perhaps you'd like to close your eyes for a moment and re-examine with me the birth process, for the process of death is similar to the process of birth. It is just as natural. In your birth, you move down the birth canal, and at the right time, the mouth of the womb gradually opened to allow your passage into the physical world. And at that moment, that supreme moment, you, the soul, merge with the newborn physical form. You were drawn there through the open head center by gravity and by soul evolvement. Now death is just the reverse. When you were born, you left behind the placenta. This envelope surrounded you during the period of gestation. So the birth of the soul, you, into the other world, physical, came through the envelope in which you gestated and developed during your fetal experience. On this planet, your body is built and nourished in your mother's womb, and you emerge into another world. Your umbilical cord was cut, and you, the soul, open your eyes to life around you. Now your death will be nothing more than a reemergence of your soul, you, from the womb of your body, your personality, And when you open your eyes, it will be to a new world of familiar people where the process of evolution still goes on. Now, to make the transition an easier one for you, I suggest that you do the following. Take a position of non-attachment to all your physical possessions. Use them and enjoy them, yes. Acquire as many of them as you choose, certainly. Yet always maintain a position of non-attachment. Second, graciously acknowledge your love for all those around you and allow them to acknowledge their love for you. Third, acknowledge yourself for your contributions you have made to the quality of life of those around you. Fourth, actively seek forgiveness from all those you have wronged during this lifetime. Forgive all those who have wronged you. Now, in a moment, I will be taking you into a relaxed state of mind called self-hypnosis, and then through a release meditation, which will ease your transition called death. But I want to make a few additional points very clear. First of all, it can take you up to 3 days before you totally release yourself from your body. It is not advisable to have yourself cremated before then, if this is your wish. Now, as there is no pain as such associated with death, arrange to be free from narcotics as much as possible. Death is beautiful, and you will want to experience it fully. Now, for those who may be listening to this tape for a variety of reasons, do not be alarmed. You will not leave your body until it is your time. In other words, listening to this tape will not cause you to translate in the transition called death. So listening to this tape recording for you will be a very relaxing and enjoyable experience. You may even have an out-of-body experience called astral projection, in which case you will simply return to your body when you choose with full consciousness of what you have been through. Now, if you're around someone who is preparing to let themselves go, to let their body go, let them do it. Simply hold an image of light around their body and refrain from grabbing them at the moment of their departure. If you are in tune with them, you may perhaps be privileged to see them leaving through the top of their head as they came in. As we're about ready to begin, I'd like you to begin by taking a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and hold the breath through the mental count of four. Your eyes should be comfortably closed. Open your mouth and simply exhale all the air from your body in a long, slow sigh. And let go. As this is a self-hypnotic recording, it is certainly never ever to be played in a moving automobile, or at any time for that matter when you wish to maintain full awakening consciousness. Now, due to the nature of the material on this recording, there are no wake-up suggestions given at the end. I will simply stop speaking by saying goodbye. And now, finally, if you're playing this recording for someone who wishes to make the transition called death, yet they seem not to fully be aware or in control of their faculties, just relax. These suggestions and experiences will go directly through the consciousness to their subconscious mind, and there they will be handled by the mind as they should. What I'd like you to imagine with me now is that you're out in nature, that you're at a place where you've been before, but you look at it with new eyes at this time, a place that is incredibly beautiful. It could be a beach or a grassy knoll. It could be a mountaintop or a desert. It matters not. But just be out in nature, and you can actually experience the warmth from the sun shining down around your body, and you can feel the light. The sky is a soft blue. You're aware of that. There are some clouds, and they're kind of lazily moving by. A breeze, gentle, and blowing softly over your body. Your eyes are comfortably closed, your entire body is settling down more and more, and you're beginning to relax and release and let go. The light from the sun is shining down around your body, and it's forming a tunnel of light. It's coming right down around your whole body, but it centers around your head. So I want you now to take the light from the sun and gently bring it down to your right arm and move it from the tips of your fingers to your shoulder. Perhaps you can experience the light getting warm as it penetrates your skin and your muscles and your nerves. And you mentally get in touch with that right arm and actually thank it for all the service it has done for you all these years. Perhaps you can actually experience the blood pulsating through it at this time. And you let go. Now move the light to your left arm. And from the tips of your fingers to your shoulder, just move it back and forth. You know, the left arm has done an incredible service for you all these years. And I want you to acknowledge it and thank it and every cell of the left arm for the service it has done for you all of these years. Just feel yourself beginning to let go and drift deeper and deeper, just letting go. You can actually feel the weight of the body, the heaviness of the body. The light from the sun is warm, and there's a very pleasant feeling of peace and security and joy about you. Now bring the light from the sun, bring it down to your right leg. I want you to become aware of the toes now and the ankle, and the skin and the big calf muscle, the knee, the thigh, and your hip bone. Just think about all the steps that you've taken in your life, how many places your feet have taken you, the incredible amount of service they have performed for you. They're truly miracles. Let go. Let go after thanking them for the service they have done you. And move the light from the sun gently to your left leg. And move it from your toes to your hip. I want you to move it slowly. And you can actually experience it warming. And you can actually feel the blood pulsating in your feet. If you concentrate, and you thank your left leg for the service that it has done for you. Then you move the light from the sun into your stomach, and you can feel it beginning to warm and to soothe every organ and every system in the lower part of your body. What an incredible job they've done for you all these years, your stomach, your reproductive organs, your organs of elimination. What a job they've done for you. They seem tired now. So you thank them and let them go. You bring the light from the sun now into your chest, into your heart. Your breathing becomes easier. You think about your heart and all the blood it has pumped and the marvelous job it's done for you. And you thank it and acknowledge it. You thank your lungs for the breathing they've done for you. It's a marvelous feeling of peace and relaxation flowing over your body. The sun is warm and shining down around you. and perhaps you're getting impressions of those who are coming for you, friends whom you've known. Perhaps they seem very real to you, and they are. There are others around you, physically, who probably don't see them as you see them, because the others are locked into their physical body, and you are in transition, sometimes in this physical body, and sometimes out of this physical body. Your friends are real to you. They are real. Bring the light from the sun into your body through your head, and just let it go all the way down your spine, and let it relax the spine. Just think of all the bending that you've done, the nerves and the spine. You've got to thank them. And the bones and the muscles, just thank them one and all. Think how to get in touch with your shoulders, your neck, your head, your hair. Just kind of let them go now and relax. Just let my voice guide you. And of course, on many levels, you are aware of what's going on and what's being said. The light from the sun, the tunnel above your head, is even more intense now. And I want you to focus on the thought that you're more than your physical body. And you can feel the energy and the vibration of the tunnel. And the tunnel is love, beginning to pull you. You can feel the weight right now of your head and neck on the pillow. You can feel your buttocks. You are aware of the beat of your heart, but you know you are much more than your physical body. Relax now. You don't need to grasp for sensations. Just allow it to happen and receive them as they come. They'll come into the body, and sometimes you will begin to float up and down. Perhaps you'll get a feeling of solidness in your body, and be aware of the thickness and the heaviness of your body. The light is warm and you're very comfortable. It's getting near that time to release yourself from the body, and let the body return to dust, and you return from whence you came. The body is made of things of the earth, the heaviness of the earth body. There are many sensations and tingly feelings in this body. In the incredible tunnel you're being drawn up into, there is a life in you, and you're removing your life force from this body, moving up into the tunnel, because you know that you are more than your physical body. The physical body has touch. You'll have touch. The physical body has perceptions of things physical. The spiritual body has perceptions of things spiritual. Notice the difference in the weight of your body in different places, and the thickness of your body in different places. Just imagine that you're watching yourself, releasing yourself from your body. Imagine it. Sense. Feel this heavy body. There's a lighter body, a lighter you. This lighter body is actually experiencing the sensations of this heavier body. Feel the earthly body, for it's kind of heavy, and you can experience it breathing. the breath coming and going. Through the breath, this light body is emerging, the heavy body, the earth body. Feel the connections between the two. Feel the breathing that connects the light body and the heavy body. Each breath, keeping the light body balanced and the heavy body. Keep your attention very alert, very careful on each and every breath. In and out. Experience the contact between these two levels of life force. The light body encapsulates the heavy body, connects it with substance. Letting go now, by taking each breath as though it were the last. Watching the mind and the body being drawn up into the tunnel of life, each inhalation as though it were never to be followed, each breath as your last. Move up into the tunnel, up into vibrations, and know that you are more than your mind. And let go of the physical body. How does the mind respond when there's not another breath coming? The thought that there is not going to be another inhale? To sever, to let go. With each breath now, you're being pulled into the tunnel of love, up into the light vibration, as if it were your last. Let go. Truly, there is no reason to hold on. Let yourself go. Let yourself die. Each breath is the last. You're more than your body. You're more than your mentality. You're more than your emotions. Move up into the tunnel of light. And the tunnel vibrates with a feeling of love and compassion. Each breath as if it is the last. Each moment. Let yourself die. Truly, what is stopping you? Each moment the last. Let go of your fear. Here, take a hand. Let go of the fear. Let go of knowing. Die into the moment. Die out of everything. But come. Let go of everything at once. The tunnel calls. The light beckons. Your friends await you. What keeps the light body from leaving? Thought, feeling. Let go. Simply let go. Die into the silence. Move into the light. Move up into the vibration. Let go. Open your heart. Let go. Go. Go to the light. Relax, at ease. Joyful, go to the light. Go gently to the light. Let go into the moment, go to the light. Go up, up into the light, and leave. Just space, just light. Space. Let go of your heavy body. Let go of thought. No inside, no outside, just light in space. Die. Let yourself die and just be. Go up now. Good. From the vast space of the light which your thoughts seek, another body, another vessel, another life force. Watch. Each breath as though it were the end. Each breath, the first. Each inhalation, the first breath. Born, a moment of time. The light pulls and the tunnel beckons, and you begin to move up. The lightness and the heaviness merge. No separation anywhere. Only mind separates. Life just is. See mind. Feel life. The light is awareness. Gently now. Gently move up and to the light. Hear me. Come up. Take a hand. They're coming for you. And when you arrive, you will be taken and relaxed. There are those who are waiting for you. Enter a moment of life so very precious. It is now time for you to leave. Just go to the light, and each breath will take you there. Goodbye, friend. Go to the light. Goodbye.